KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Thursday, April 30th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. Community choruses don't get many opportunities to perform master composers' work with full orchestras, but this weekend's an exception on the Kenai Peninsula. I talked with two conductors for the upcoming performance of Mozart's Requiem, who walked me through some of the finer points musicians and audience members alike can appreciate. That's 200 musicians from the Homer High School Choir, the Kenai Peninsula Community Chorus, and a community orchestra all rehearsing together. Kyle Schneider waves his arms from the conductor's podium, pointing to sections of the ensemble. He also serves as the director of choral activities at Homer High School and says that group has spent the school year studying the technical requirements of the work.
Large choral masterworks are a marathon and not a sprint. We have been utilizing the Mozart Requiem in its entirety throughout the entire school year, but we've been utilizing smaller portions of it as teachable tools and pieces of repertoire throughout the school year.
Their performance is expected to last about 45 minutes. Schneider is one of two people keeping time and coordinating the hundreds of musicians on stage. Mark Robinson, his predecessor at Homer High School, is the other conductor. They'll swap in and out during the performance. Robinson, who now directs the Kenai Peninsula Community Chorus, says the accessibility of choral music allows non-professional singers to perform alongside an orchestra without extensive experience.
Choral music provides the amateur person, the amateur singer, the opportunity to touch the greatness of Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and Haydn and Brahms. What a gift that we can do that, because it is accessible. It takes a tremendous amount of work. It's not easy, but you don't have to be a student of music for all of your life to be able to accomplish that.
The piece originated as a sacred mass for the dead in 18th century Austria. It has some history in Homer, too. Robinson conducted it in the months after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, when emotions were still raw. He says music provides a way to process difficult emotions.
What better way to process grief than to immerse yourself in beautiful music? Again, regardless of your faith background, it just has a powerful spiritual, emotional experience.
And Schneider says the act of performing in a large group creates a connection between the participants that's physiological.
The grand communal experience of when you're a chorus, you breathe together. Musicians all together, eventually, as they are working through a piece of music, their heartbeats sync up.
To complement the Requiem concerts, there will be participatory memory walls in the Commons. Volunteer calligraphers will help people create certificates of remembrance. Local fiber artists are also volunteering to make a blanket collage. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. The ensemble performs Friday at 7 p.m. in the Homer High School's Mariner Theater and Saturday at 3 p.m. at Kenai Central High School. Pre-concert lectures begin 45 minutes before each show. And in other news, a school funding proposal going before the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly on Tuesday could enable local school board members to reverse millions of dollars worth of budget cuts approved earlier this month. Borough Mayor Peter Michicki wants to give the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District more than $62 million for the fiscal year that starts in July. It's the same amount of money the borough gave the district last year, and it's the amount school board members requested, although they approved a more conservative spending plan. The school board budget closes four schools and cuts millions of dollars in programs and employees, but the plan comes with an asterisk. If the assembly funded the school district at the same level as last year, the board would reverse some of the cuts. Specifically, the board promised to put the extra money, more than $3 million, toward keeping class sizes the same by reversing planned increases to pupil-teacher ratios, and the board promised to bring back school librarians. The bonus borough funding is not enough to reverse all of the district's budget cuts, but it's still more than the school board thought it would get. Michicki's proposal is the assembly's starting point for school funding. Throughout the school district's budgeting process, he has espoused a budget philosophy that ties year-over-year spending borough-wide to a 2.5% inflation rate. But that would mean the district would receive less funding overall than it did last year. In the resolution, Michicki said he's proposing the higher amount as a sort of reward for the district, saying it's, quote, in recognition of the hard work and difficult decisions by the KPBSD school board and staff in an effort to reduce their spending toward a partnership of sustainability with KPB taxpayers, end quote. Michicki also included a compilation of more than 100 written public comments about local school funding. Of those, the borough says roughly three-quarters do not want the borough to give the district the maximum amount of money allowable under state law, that's also known as funding to the cap. Numerous people, including students and parents, have called on assembly members to fund to the cap. That'd send enough extra money to the district to fill its entire budget shortfall, but Michicki has said the process for funding schools in Alaska is flawed at the state level, and that the borough cannot afford to keep picking up the state's slack. Michicki's funding proposal is not a done deal. It's subject to approval by borough assembly members, who could change the amount to give the district more or less money. The group's next meeting is Tuesday in Soldotna. The assembly offers multiple opportunities for public comment during the meeting. And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. Tonight's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 9 p.m. is Rockhouse with Levi. And applications for vendors and sponsors for this year's Concert on the Lawn are available on our website, kbbi.org. KBBI is also still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. Thanks for listening, and good evening.